Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Ever wonder how just one person can, really change the game for an entire sport? Today, we're doing a deep dive into Martin Echegaray. His name is basically synonymous with padel's huge growth. We've got his CV here, and well, our mission is to unpack what he actually did, you know, the contributions that made him such a pioneer.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, I think, is that it's not just a list, is it? It's not just ticking off achievements. It's more about seeing how this focused dedication, but across so many different roles, coaching, leading, educating, how that all adds up to this massive lasting impact. We're basically going to trace the story his career tells.
Okay, right. Let's get into that story then. So Martin Echegaray, he's the director of Proyecto Elias. That's a major padel academy and consultancy. And what jumps out immediately from his profile is this lifelong thing, this deep commitment, not just playing padel, but specifically to teaching it, professionalizing it.
Absolutely. And his early work as a coach on the Pro Tour, that was seriously groundbreaking stuff. He was genuinely one of the very, very first in padel history to coach top pairs like Rec and Arone. Think about that. Like, he was practically inventing the job description for a full-time professional padel coach back then. And later, you know, he worked with other huge names, J.M. Diaz, Paco Navarro, and he brought in things like video analysis, sports psychology, stuff people just weren't really doing systematically in padel before.
Yeah.
Revolutionary for training.
Wow. But his coaching wasn't just about the individual pros, was it? He stepped up to become a national coach. And get this, he is apparently the only coach who's ever been head coach for the men's teams in both Argentina and Spain.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two giants, the countries that basically defined top-level padel for years. That level of trust leading both those huge rivals, it's just astonishing. How do you think he managed that, built that kind of confidence?
That's a really good question. It points to a unique mix of strategic thinking and just really understanding the game, I think. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, well, his time as director at the Spanish Padel Federation, that was key. From 2006 to 2017.
Right, over a decade.
Exactly. More than 10 years overseeing the really crucial areas. High performance, juniors, education, development, all of it. He was the guy putting programs in place that didn't just, you know, boost Spanish padel, but actually built the foundation for its wider growth. Things like standard coaching certifications, youth pipelines. That groundwork allowed padel to professionalize and really spread.
And his influence didn't stop at the court or the federation offices either. He's also written a lot. He's a big educator.
Right.
We're talking his book, Simply Padel, which is pretty foundational. Then that series of booklets, Tectica, that became a podcast too, right? Mm. Plus tons of articles. He seems really committed to sharing what he knows.
Oh, definitely. The educational thread runs deep. He's got a background in sports management. He's consulted for different federations, clubs, sharing that expertise. And look at his credentials. He's a Moodle certified educator. That tells you something about his approach to like structured online learning, which is huge for global reach.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a content consultant for the Padel Coaches Registry. And, maybe most impressively, Spain's National Institute of Qualifications actually designated him as an expert to help define what a professional Padel coach is.
Wow.
So he literally helped shape the official job profile in Spain. It just shows, you know, his commitment wasn't just to playing or top-level coaching, but to building the whole structure, professionalizing it, making it accessible.
So reflecting on all this, it really feels like Martin Echegaray's career is this masterclass in holistic impact. He managed to blend that elite coaching, the strategic leadership, and the foundational education work. And the result is this incredible legacy that's genuinely shaped the sport we see today.
Absolutely. And maybe this brings up a question for you. Listening, how does someone actually build that kind of diverse, impactful legacy? And what can you maybe take away from seeing a career that's so dedicated to both the absolute peak of performance and the fundamentals of education? It really highlights, I think, the power of sticking with something, building that deep expertise, and committing to growth, not just in sports, but, you know, in whatever field you're passionate about.